take the lead. North Carolina, I just saw the highlights. Don't know if it was a squib kick or what, but they end up going for the long field goal. And, I mean, it must have been 50-plus yards and made it to beat the Criminals.
So Florida State now with a couple losses on the year and really could have three were it not for Ole Miss collapsing.
Well, Ole Miss had their, two corners get hurt in that game?
Yep. And Jimbo Fisher from that tree that doesn't have many leaves on it of Nick Saban. Not a lot of flowers, Beano, on that tree. Are you feeling me? Beano, are you high on Kirby Smart after today?
No, Tony. He's recruiting like gangbusters down there, but his game management left a lot to be desired. Of course, he's, a lot of it's just undisciplined play that maybe the kid's been coached to do something else and they just don't do it. But
here's an interesting question.
You can bet that Mark Richt, as good a man as he was, in many games that he won, similar to former here, he's always going to have his supporters down there, and you can bet they're out in force down there right now saying, well, you got what you deserved.
Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. We still have people here that repeat that. And, hey, more power to you, whatever you want. Look, when Tennessee made their change, they needed to make a change. And, by the way, Jordan needed to make their change. And these people, when you're there a decade and a half, that's beyond long enough. Russell, tell the living listener where they can find you.
I do a call-in show weekdays from 3 to 6 on Fox Sports Knoxville. You can listen on 1340 AM here in Knoxville and online at foxsportsknoxville.com.
And on Twitter, where do they find you?
At Russell the Drive.
My name's Tony Basilio. I'm on every day from 11 to 1. And Beano the Great, who's heard fiber optically right now, is with me on Mondays and Fridays. Also have Jerry Glanville with me on Thursdays and a whole lot of other fun during the week as well, including Doc Sinclair, who hopefully will be with us. He'll be coming up a little later on Wednesdays. We have a whole lot of fun here. Also got a blog every day. Update it, TonyBasilio.com. It features people like X and Orange Throat, and it features people like the Vol Colonel. Jerry Colquitt breaks down the X's and O's. All kinds of great stuff as we continue our marathon coverage tonight. As I remind you that portions are presented by our friends at Smartway. So whether it's furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones, you name it, they've got it. All the great brand names like Apple, Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley. They're located at 8416 Kingston Pike. You'll save money. You can shop and buy smart. And the truth is, at Smartway, they have a simple approval process. You're dealing with somebody locally owned and operated. You get 2% in-store cash credit. You can choose whichever pricing system you'd like, from genius to smart to convenient. There's loyalty rewards. There's no credit checks. 120-day same as cash every single time you walk in the Smartway. Russell, what will Tennessee's rank be next week when we hit the polls? Because you've got some teams in front of us who have lost. Wisconsin has lost. Help me out here, guys. Louisville is going to lose. Florida State, were they in front of us?
No.
Stanford lost.
Thank you. Last night. So that's four teams. Where are we going to be this week?
You'll pass Wisconsin and Stanford. I don't know that you'll pass Louisville or Clemson. This game still has half to play. So I would say number 9.
Beano?
I'm going to say we're 8 or 9. I think Dubsy's right on it.
How about Wisconsin? They were picked to have the kind of year we're having. Both teams were trendy picks in their league, so to speak. And Wisconsin, Washington last night made it hold up. That looked like they killed Stanford. I mean, killed them.
Yeah, Washington, they are having the kind of year we're having out there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I thought the spot would be too big for them last night, and boy, was I dead wrong. Tony, we've drawn the short straw as far as our Western Division opponents when you compare it to what Florida and Georgia have this year. But you want to talk about a team taking a hosing. Wisconsin played Michigan State, Michigan, and they've still got Ohio State left, and Iowa only plays Michigan. And Nebraska only plays Ohio State. They got absolutely hosed in that conference scheduling like none I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's the Big Ten has an imbalance in it. Iowa last year, that Iowa team we saw in that bowl game 20 or so months ago, they were straight garbage, and they were straight garbage all the way through, and they almost beat Michigan State in their conference championship game. And they were pure straight garbage.
I'm sorry, did they lose to Northwestern today?
They did.
Yes. That guy is straight.
Oh, man.
Quoting Tony.
Another 5 years on that contract.
Quoting my man Tony Robinson, not to be confused with the Wiz Tony White, that man is straight garbage out there at Iowa.
Not only should he not have gotten an extension, they should put him in prison.
Mm-hmm.
How about
for
this
stealing money.
Coaching? We talked about Jimbo and
yeah.
whether or not LSU might be making a move for him. The Tom Herman sweepstakes are about to heat up. Did you see what the Texas AD said about Charlie Strong today?
No.
Somebody asked him.
Because they lost, right?
They got beat down by Oklahoma
yeah,
State.
Yeah, Oklahoma State.
And somebody asked the Texas AD if Charlie Strong was secure, and his quote was something to the effect of, "We need to go back and assess what happened here today."
What? What?
I mean,
Mike Hamilton with Bruce Pearl dangling.
Are you going to let LSU come in and take Tom Herman away?
Damn.
And be stuck with, I mean, where do you go from there?
I love Texas, man.
Well, when you're in year three, and defense is yeah. what you know, and your team is just awful on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, Tony, I said after week one that he had a signature win after he beat Notre Dame,
yeah.
and Butch Jones did not.
He did.
And that's jumping out there too early, because yeah. Notre Dame is awful.
Yep.
Which cheapens that win, and Butch has gotten at least one, possibly two signature wins in back-to-back weeks here.
Back to the phones we go, although I don't think Georgia or Florida are any good, but for where we've been, those are great wins. And the way they happen, those are great wins. Back to the phones
hey,
we go.
Those are signature wins.
Oh, here they are at this point in time. Because you're in this league.
No,
that's right. In this league, there's no doubt about that. And I'm not trying to dismiss anything, but I'm saying you're right. I need my face slapped for that. It's I'm only 3 hours and 9 minutes in. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. It is your Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Our performance medicine top performer of the game is coming up here momentarily. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. It's Clay Knock.
Hey, Clay Knock. Great to hear your voice, buddy.
Hey, thanks for everything that you do. Hey, Bino. Hey, Russell. Thanks for having
Clay
me on.
Knock.
Hey, Tony, I tell you what, man, what a great day to be a VFL. You know, I finally got my redemption. I think a lot of us did from that pooch kick, that Fulmer kick when Travis Stevens.
How great.
Ran that jailbreak. And, I've never felt a range of emotions as much as I did from that game till today. And obviously today was obviously positive. So. I finally got that monkey off my back, and I'm happy to say that I love the Vols.
You know, tonight it's been so crazy and so otherworldly. I'm expecting sometime before the clock strikes midnight to hear that Rick Barnes got him a four-star recruit today.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath, buddy. Is little brother going to come or not? Is Barnes going to get anybody?
Is Barnes going to get anybody? Dubsy, is Rick Barnes getting anybody in November?
If he doesn't get Isaiah Stokes,
the answer would be...
Yeah, I mean... Nah. Yeah, little Stokes.
We're excited about it.
Well, anyway, Tony, hey, I'll move along here and get some color pace going, but, hey, you know, we're five games into the season, and... I heard you talk a little bit, and it's been kind of sheepish tonight, some of the callers, and I know everybody's excited, but if anybody is questioning what the Chiefs are going to do next week, I'm just telling you this. We're going to get a beatdown. It's going to be a total freaking beatdown next week.
Talk to me. Why? Why do you feel that? Why do you feel that?
Well, I'm just telling you this. The Chiefs is going to eat the yeast rolls lunch. Hey, Tony, we're five games in. I'm not trying to be a negaball, and you can call me a negaball. We're five games in, and we haven't played the first half of football in any game.
No. And truthfully, we haven't played a first half on either side of the football. Defensively, we got chewed up again.
Either side of the football, Tony?
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, Bino, we're 5-0, and we have not played a first half yet this year against a pretty darn good schedule.
No, absolutely, Tony. And it's going to catch up with us, but nobody's going to give this team a beatdown. They're going to be in the game.
I agree with that.
Because that's just the way they are.
Hey, Bino, allow me to retort. I'm just telling you, if you don't think John Chavis has got a mat on for us next week, and if Mike DeBoer comes out and does what he's done in the last five games, I'm just telling you, we can't get down. We'll
hey,
sit down.
DeBoer,
and we'll be able to recover.
DeBoer's going to wipe him up.
No, listen.
He's going to clean his clock and his pool next week.
Now, why do you say that, Tony?
Because he knows everything about chlorine and pH balance from his days at Michigan, brah.
Exactly. Now, look, we're not preparing the Olympic pool, although they needed some help down in Rio, and we do have that going for us.
And by the way, he's going to clean his plate too while he's at it, like he does at S&S every day. Come 2:30 when the lunch rush ends. Human least rolls lives matter. You need to leave that man alone. We're 5-0 right now.
And Tony, I'm not trying to be negative.
Can I ask you something? And Bino, you and Russell too. When is the last time John Chavis was successful against a mobile quarterback? That's always been a bug. That was a bugaboo of his when he was here. Bino, am I wrong on that? That Dobbs could be the X factor next week?
No, I think that's when his defenses have the most problem because they're so aggressive in nature.
You guys speak as if we put him in space to let him do what he does.
What do you mean by that?
Have we put him in space today?
Not as much as I would like. I would do it 70% of the time.
If we utilize Dobbs for the ability he has, yeah, maybe you've got a point. But we didn't utilize him today.
Bino, what'd you think of the way we utilized him today? Is he right or no?
Well, we didn't utilize him. He escaped.
Let Bean start talk. Bino, because you're downsizing right now. Bino, your thoughts.
I thought that Josh should have had more, and some of it may have been on his own, that he didn't, that he read it a different way. I thought he probably should have run the football more from a design standpoint today than he did. Other than that, I don't have a huge issue with how he was used.
Did you hear that, Tony, to caller?
Did we throw the ball over 25 yards at all today?
You're making people really angry right now, guys. Did we throw the ball?
No,
down?
I'm just trying to point.
Yeah,
out
they,
that,
I think Tony. They threw the ball over 20 yards.
How long was the Hail Mary?
I think that was over 20 yards.
Yeah, the Hail Mary was 46 yards.
That was the first one of the game. That was the first one of the game. It's the last play of the game, right?
Yep.
The one Hurd fumbled at the goal line was a good.
I'm just telling you this: when we're getting beat 35-7 next week.
Oh, come on! I'll give you some of that action right now. You want to meet me out back at the Rainier Studio?
Hey, come on, brother!
I love you guys.
I'm just scared.
Love you.
I think we look like.
In fact, I love you so much. I'm willing to give you some tough love. You're out of here. 865-200-5402. Good gosh, man!
Do I think Ward and Chavis is a mismatch, probably, but hey, this Jones' offense, not the boards anyway.
No doubt.
And I've seen Chavis's teams get lit up plenty of times.
And I've seen Chavis's belly, and this ain't his first yeast roll, which is either a good thing or a bad thing. 3:30, guys, next week. Who's that favor?
Yeah, I think it favors Tennessee. When you're on the road like that, you don't want the night games where the team is waiting around the hotel, wasting up all their energy. You want to get out there and get to it as quickly as possible, in my opinion.
Back to the phones we go. Bino, I got a picture here that was just texted me of Tacair Spike at the with Josh Dobbs holding the game ball after the game. And I'm texting him back, and it says, "You could have been with me today at the watch party."
That's right.
Tacair Spike.
Priorities, right.
Getting that close to Josh Dobbs. Guys,
Tommy, buddy, find me a jumping off point here, buddy, so I can get off here and get someone much more astute than I and open up this line.
Bino, give me a final thought here on your way out, and thank you, brother. And then we'll keep the phone calls going.
I appreciate you and Dubsy allowing me to spend some time with you this evening on my birthday. Hey, we said it before, this team doesn't do anything easy, but they find a way to win football games. And I'm enjoying every minute of it so far. As crazy as it's been to watch, I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Thank you, Bino. No rhyme or reason. Let's enjoy the ride. Thank you, Beanstar.
Happy birthday, Bino.
Bino's great peoples. Bino is great peoples.
He's the man.
You know, I appreciate how hard it is to win and how what these guys have done. And Lady Luck is on Tennessee's side right now. There's no doubt about that. So what?
I'll take it.
I'll take it every day of the week, man.
They've had enough bad luck through the years. I mean, it's not like we don't deserve it.
Think about all the false finishes and all the absurd things that have happened to us. And that's kind of what people around me were going, have we been through enough? When Georgia hit that pass, everybody I'm around, there's a couple hundred people in that room, and we're all just like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee comes back, and they hit that pass, and I've never heard anything like that, the sound in that place. I mean, I'm getting chills just thinking about what went on there. And it was 3 hours ago. In fact, it was 3 hours and 19 minutes ago.
I went when Georgia scored, I went on a profanity-laced tirade that would have made Sam Kinison blush. I don't know, man. I'm hopeful my wife hasn't changed the locks when I get home. Can I sleep on your couch?
Maybe. Well, no, come to think about it, because I'm going to be on the couch.
It was shameful.
Hey, look, and here's the other thing. Sumlin is no genius. Can you pull that fan out a little bit, Dubs? You can give us both lore. Sumlin's no football genius. And by the way, the last couple years, if I'm not mistaken, Russell, haven't they started 5-0 only to just absolutely crap out?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to think what their most impressive win so far. Is it UCLA?
Who's not any good.
Or who have they played in? I guess they looked pretty good last week against Arkansas.
Yeah, it's a nice win.
I don't think Arkansas's
not great.
I mean, Tennessee will be the best team they've played, the
by
most
far.
Talented team.
They've anyway. win over Auburn. Yes. No.
Yeah, they went to
yes.
Auburn and won there. Again, I don't think Auburn's
Virginia Tech level. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good.
I'll tell you what they do. They rush the passer well. They're physical defensively. They are able this year to run the football.
And if Tennessee
starts, they're not goofy offensively.
If Tennessee plays in the first half the way they did today and the way they did next week, they'll be down 45-0 at the half. It's not going to be like 21-0 like it has been the past 2 weeks. I mean, they will literally get blown off the field.
Yes. And the truth is, today and last week, thank God, you weren't playing a better team or you'd have gotten blowed out, as we say in these parts. Back to the phones we go. But here's the thing, I know. Chavis struggles against running quarterbacks, he always has. That's a Tennessee thing. I'm not going to call for a win next week. We've gotten through the part of the schedule I thought we'd win. I thought beginning of the year, Dubsy, we would lose the next two games. Could we win them? I don't know. We could go 1-1. We could go 0-2. But I'll tell you this, it's not a referendum on this team. It's not a referendum on or any kind of indicator on where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, sooner or later, the bill's going to come due.
I mean, if that happens, you've got the off week, and you just got to refocus, and those last five games are all games you should win. And if you do that and you go 10-2, then chances are you're headed to Atlanta and you've had a fantastic season, no matter what happens in the next 2 weeks.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Back to our busy, busy phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Here on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction, our performance medicine top performer of the game is coming up. Hello and welcome.
Yep. You guys were just talking about the A&M game, and right on cue, this is Mike in San Antonio.
Hey, Mikey.
Man, before I talk about the A&M game, I want to beat a dead horse to death already. I know I got in a little bit late tonight, but these past 2 weeks have made Juwan Jennings a legend in Tennessee. About 20 years from now, we'll be watching whatever network covers, you know, the SEC games, and we'll be watching highlights of that Florida, the performance he had in Florida. We'll be watching highlights of this, and he's already legendary. He's, what, a sophomore? He's only a year and a half into his Tennessee career. It's amazing. He's got, and he's not done yet. I think next year he may have even more opportunities to even, you know, to impress even more, because we'll have either Dormady or, you know, the Garantano kid in at quarterback, and believe me, people say that they're already better passers than Dobbs is currently. So I think the legend's just beginning with this kid.
Yeah, he touches the ball more, you know.
He'll get more touches, and like you said earlier, Tony, the Urbino, whoever, the legend has just begun, and it's, and he's only going to get better, you know.
Yeah, he touches the ball more, no doubt about that.
Yeah, your caller earlier was talking about how Tennessee's going to get, you know, run out of the stadium by A&M. A positive thing, that way you can look at it, is Josh Dobbs, more than likely he'll be running for his life next week, because the A&M defensive line is just, oh God, they're incredible. But that's when Dobbs plays his best football, you know, so it could work into our favor, you know. I mean, we could use misdirections. I know they have to design more runs. Like you said, they didn't do it much this week, but they have to design more runs for Dobbs next week to get him involved, because, I mean, that, you know, A&M, their defensive line is no joke.
No, I mean, that's the thing about them, is they're physical, they're nasty, they'll hit you, they'll knock your face off. They play for keeps. There is just about that. They play for keeps, man.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing that I'm not really looking forward to see how our secondary plays against A&M. They have probably 3-4 kids that they're all SEC talent, all over the side of the ball, on the offensive side of the ball at the wide receiver position.
Yep.
You have Christian Kerr, you have a guy named Ricky Seal Jones, Speedy Noel. All these guys were 5-star recruits, battled for by people all over the country. I mean, just speed on top of speed, and I don't think we've seen anything like that this year, so it's going to be a hell of a game.
What's happened? But here's my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened to them in terms of, they've gotten off the 5-0 starts the last 2 years, and they have absolutely floundered. I mean, last year, Dubsy, I remember we were on our off week. We went down to the Georgia Tech-Pittsburgh game and saw Tennessee's former quarterback, Nathan Peterman, lead a last-second field goal game-winning deal there, went and ate at the varsity, walk over to the varsity, and watch A&M just get pulverized by Alabama, like didn't even belong on the field with them.
Right.
And so my question for you is, down there in San Antone, is what's the deal with A&M, and are they going to be for real this year?
Well, here's what I noticed that happened particularly last year.
Yeah.
They had a couple of kids. They had Kenny Hill, remember Trill Hill, they called him.
Sure.
They had another highly touted, you know, freshman quarterback last year. They kept playing both of those guys. They play one guy 1 week, they play the other kid the other week, you know, and they were both on short leashes. I think that created a lot of dissension within the football team. It created a lot of problems inside the locker room, and I don't think that Sumlin quite know how to handle that. And I think that's what come back to bite them. I think there was just, I think it was a lot of internal issues in that football. Both of those kids had transferred, as a matter of fact. That's why they have, you know, what's his name right there now, the San Antonio kid I was telling you about earlier this week, the guy that played at Oklahoma. I think a lot of it came internally within that football team. They just had a lot of inside problems because they are super talented. I mean, look at their last probably 3 or 4 recruiting classes since someone's been there. Look at the speed they have on offense. Look at, you know, I mean, I know Chavis has another year, you know, on the defense, having a little bit more experience there, but a lot of it came, I think, from just bad leadership. They just let the team, it just totally dissolved throughout the year.
I don't believe in them. I think they're a popcorn fart. No, I think Tennessee, Dubsy, is kind of running on fumes at this point. as we saw in today's
game.
Be
nice to have that off week right now.
I mean, geez Louise, why don't we get it before that November schedule? That's really sensible. It would really be nice to have that off week right now. You get through the East and have an off week. We're on fumes right now, Dubs. That's one of the things, because I don't feel great about A&M. I don't think they're great. I don't believe in them. I believe in Tennessee. But Russell, at the same time, I know that we're gassed. We have to be gassed.
Yeah.
Well, those kids on that football field that aren't used to playing this much.
Well, they've got some depth, you know, defensive line in the secondary.
Uh-huh.
But the linebackers are the ones that worry me, particularly next week. You know, Sumlin's licking his chops looking at Tennessee's linebackers right now.
Absolutely.
As slow as they are in space. So, I mean, to me, that's what you worry about. Have you seen this Chris Lowe tweet that's blowing up?
No.
After blowing a combined 41-point lead and 3 losses last year, Tennessee has wiped out a combined 62-point deficit in 4 of its wins this year.
What does that tell you? I mean, it's destiny, fellas. it's fate. I mean, you know, look at today's game. I mean, that within a period of, what, 20, 30 seconds on the clock, we went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows to the highest of highs. I mean, we're going to have to start taking aspirin about 45 minutes before game time for here on the rest of the season, because we're going to end up with heart attacks if we don't do something to thin our blood a little bit before the game starts. You guys were talking earlier about Tennessee's, you know, outlook for the rest of the season. The next 2 games are SEC West opponents. So either way, we could go 0-2 in those games.
Sure.
And still end up having a great chance of being in Atlanta.
We've done it. We're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah,
we're in Atlanta. And the unforeseen
Florida
is...
Florida would have to lose again.
Florida's going to lose again. The unforeseen is Florida's going to lose 2 or 3 times before it's over. Florida's not any good. LSU's going to get Florida. Florida should have gotten...
Florida's got to play Arkansas, too.
There you go. Florida would have got today.
You know, things could go south, and we could lose a game to one of the weaker, end-of-the-season opponents, but we'd still own the tiebreaker between Georgia and Florida. So those are the three horses in the SEC race: Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. The rest of these guys, I mean, we could possibly slip up and even lose to one of those guys and still have a shot at Atlanta because of that tiebreaker situation.
You know, Cinco had a good one. Shane Beamer's at Virginia Tech. We're going through all these things that we have. Shane Beamer started in Knoxville under Philip Fulmer. Now, of course, that's Frank Beamer's son, but I think he is at Tech under the new coach there, which is kind of odd. Then you have Dale Jones in week 1. So that's week 1, week 2. Ohio, who cares? Last week you had all kinds of threads going through that one. Today you had Cheney on their staff, plus Sam Pittman, who was here as our offensive line coach. Next week you've got Chief Chavis. The following week you've got, who is it? Lance Thompson.
Lane Kiffin
the following week.
Shane
Beamer's at Georgia, my bad, yeah. So you've got all kinds of threads.
Wow.
You've got all kinds of threads.
I tell you what, like I was telling you the other day when I called in on your show, I like how every week you try to get in touch with someone from the local area, one of the radio personalities, to get insight on their teams. You know, they give you, some insight on who to look for, players to look for. So I'm looking forward. I mean, you're going to try to get someone on there next week to try to give the rundown on A&M?
Sure. Who are we going to get?
Yep. I'll tell you what, there are a couple of good people here in town in San Antonio, but we're a couple hours from College Station, so we'll get here much from there. But there's a guy named maybe Mike Taylor here in San Antonio. He does a morning show that you may be able to get in touch with. But I'll look into it a little bit more and try to see if I can message you and try to do it. Because sports radio down here is not as good as it is in other parts, because particularly San Antonio, we're a one-horse town. It's the San Antonio Spurs. So I tend to listen to radio out of Austin a little bit more. So, you know, they're not going to give you a lot of insight on A&M.
No, so, they're all about their crummy program. Hey, thank you, man. Great talking to you. Thank you, brother. Have a great one. Let's go back to the phones. Always good to hear from Mike in San Antonio. Our next call in at 10:53 in the Eastern Time Zone. All lines are currently jammed. Welcome into our next caller. Hello. Mike, great call.
Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Hey, Tony, it's Wendy.
Hey, Wendy, welcome in.
Oh, let me tell you, I can't even describe the atmosphere this evening at that stadium. To watch Georgia bark in your face and then go ghost white. It was sweet.
Were they barking in your face, Wendy?
They weren't barking in my face.
Wendy, what'd you think of that place in terms of seeing a game there and the crowd there and all that stuff?
The people we go with, they're great people. They're classy people. Mm-hmm. So most of the time we're lucky we get around some classy people. That dude barking in Ben's ear though, that was hilarious. I don't even really know what to say about him. He would go from talking trash to high-fiving to talking trash to barking to Ben just not saying too much of anything. But 10 seconds on the clock, they throw a Hail Mary, catch it. 3 seconds on the clock, we throw a Hail Mary and catch it. The stadium went quiet, and then all you could hear was Rocky Top. And beat that, my babies called me and said, Mama, we did it. We did it, Mama. And so I had a wonderful day.
Isn't that great?
There is nothing greater than today's day. Perfect weather. We're just sitting on the shady side. Nice little breeze in our face. So, I'm going to sleep good tonight. That's all I know. Go Vols.
You had yourself a heck of a trip. And Wendy, just to prove this is the geophysical year of the Volunteers right now, Riley Ferguson is leading a comeback for Memphis as we speak. Don't sleep on the Tiger High. Southern football, as somebody said here, it's a reason we love it, man. Hey, look, Clemson tonight, they had that game won at halftime. And Dubsy, what's the score right now?
It is, well, they just called timeout. Louisville's got it third and goal at the 2.
And they're getting ready to score again.
28-16 is the score.
And it's getting ready to be real close in that one, like a one-score game.
I think if Louisville will put their brains together, they can pull off a win tonight in Clemson.
Thank you.
Clemson's too goofy, if you ask me. But
Clemson's goofy. Wendy, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. I love Wendy. We're going to go back to our phones. Who's with us on 4?
This is Fake Linda.
Hey, Linda. Fake Linda. Fake Linda, what did you think of today, Fake Linda?
I'm just devastated, Tony. I just think Georgia should have won the game because, you know, we should have won the game. We did win the game.
Fake
it's
Linda,
the curse
do you?
Of Barbara Dooley.
It's the curse of what?
Of Barbara Dooley running her mouth all those years and got the nation all riled up against us, hating us that way. And then called them dumber than hell for liking her son Precious. And they ran her son Precious out of there and made him mad.
You know, Fake Linda, that is a wonderful piece of analysis by you. Think about this, Dubsy.
Do I have to?
Georgia throws that subterfuge at Tennessee, and they give us Dooley and destroy our program for a while. And now what do we do, Dubsy?
They got their own Saban wannabe.
Yep. 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row. Fake Linda, they're wondering right now on Periscope and on Twitter, are you as hot as you sound?
Oh, that's Philly.
Huh?
Right now.
Fake Linda sounds like a dude.
I don't think so. Fake Linda.
Come on, Russell. You know me better than that.
Fake.
This is totally a dude.
Fake Linda, have you talked to Dewey lately?
I gave Dewey my scar last week, and he said he didn't. He had that one, so I gave Dewey another scar.
Hey.
And I think I won the prize, but I don't know if I did or not.
Dubsy, I'm being told.
But I just love your show, and Russell, I love your show.
Okay.
Shane Beamer's at Georgia.
I'll keep listening, Russell.
Okay, I have to make a correction here. Did you know that fake Linda that Shane Beamer's now at Georgia?
I know about all the Georgia coaches that have been at Georgia and there now, and I know them all, Tony.
And by the way, fake Linda, did you know also that I gave a score out with Riley Ferguson off a text that was like 4 hours old, and they got blowed out. But it sounded good at the time.
Yeah, Ole Miss won by 20.
That one's
over. Thank you, fake Linda.
Thank you. Love you, Philly.
Philly? Are you your name, Philly? Why'd you say I love you, Philly?
She has the hots for the mayor of South Knoxville. I think that's been well documented.
Is that fake Linda on the back of Petrino's Harley?
It's kind of like the first
the
couple
stadium.
Of Knoxville radio. Caller couple.
Caller couple, Hearn, Philly.
Knoxville Sports Radio power caller couple.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh.
It's kind of interesting.
It's unbelievable. Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. Russell, come around here. People are wondering why you're not on the scope. Would you like to come around here with me, Russell, just for a minute? Come on. Get on in here, Dobbsy. Don't be afraid of your man, Bachil. See, Dobbsy? Look at Dobbsy. Dobbsy looking good.
Got a haircut today. Looking
you
good.
Looking good, man. Let's go back to the phones. I colored my hair. Let's go back to the phones here. I got the Les Miles shoe polish brown going.
You got the Dave Hart thing happening there.
Let's get our next caller in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, fellers.
Hey, welcome in.
Well, I just wanted to call in and let y'all know y'all sound pretty good tonight. This is Steve from Lexington.
No. Does he call you, Dubsy, in the afternoon?
He does not.
He does not call you, Dubsy?
No.
Well, no, never called y'all tonight, but y'all sound pretty good tonight, and I just wanted to see what y'all thought. I was coming into Knoxville tonight, and I understand that Tony was going to let Dubsy stay over at his house, and I thought maybe if Tony was a man enough over there in God's country in Halls that he might be able to put me up for the night, you know.
Hey, Steve, my problem with you is you admitted one day on the air to me that you climbed through your friend's doggy door and smoked all his pot.
Well, that was a one-time and only type situation, and I regret that.
Tony doesn't have a doggy door, and if there's somebody who's going to smoke all his pot, it's going to be me.
Yeah, absolutely. After we get done this tonight, we might both go out there and roll one.
I just wanted to call there and just what y'all think about the the recruiting tonight and what kind of an impact is that going to make on tonight's game. I'm just y'all do sound good, I know, but just your analysis because I think the world of you. Just what y'all think about tonight's game.
Steve and Lexi, I love you, brother. Great talking to you. What'd you think of tonight's game, Dubsy?
Was there a game tonight?
Let's do a little bit of this, Dubsy. Let's do a little bit
of
this.
What's this IPTAY that's written on?
Oh, IPTA. I pay 10 a year. Started out as $10 a year. They were one of the first programs to do that stuff with their boosters. In terms of basically extorting for tickets.
That's all 10 a year.
It used to be. It was like in 1983 or 84 when they started it. Now it's probably 10 grand a year, but that's what IPTA stands for. I pay 10 a year.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Mike Hamilton was over there then.
Can Tennessee get the hashtag WGWTA on Kneeling right underneath the power T, on the field.
What's that mean?
It's kind of gone viral. WGWTA. We gonna whoop the WTFA. I'm sorry.
Wow. I must get out more. Let's get back to the phones, 865-200-5402. Before we do that, though, Russell, I'm lame. In fact, it's time for our top performer of the day, presented by our friends at Performance Medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, online at performancemedicine.net. And Dr. Rogers and Ben Rogers, Yoshi Ho-Ho to you. East Tennessee's premier integrative family medicine clinic. There is a clinic near you in Johnson City, Kingsport, or Knoxville. And the bottom line is these folks have a completely different approach to medicine. And if you're tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired, they are there for you and will be there for you. And ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Game.
It's time for the Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Game. Presented by Performance Medicine. Perform at the top of your game with Performance Medicine. You can find it online at performancemedicine.net. And now, here's the Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Game.
You're not going to find our Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Game in tonight's statistics. But in my opinion, your top performer of the game is Riley Lovingood, who saved Tennessee's bacon today, set up the go-ahead touchdown, which subsequently was erased by the bomb, but then subsequently taken back by the bomb. But Riley Lovingood, the long snapper, made an incredible play inside the 10-yard line, pinned Georgia back on their goal line, and Tennessee subsequently goes on and wins 31-28. And don't look now, but Deshaun Watson has thrown another one.
It was a fumble.
Oh, it's 28-19.
I don't know if he caught that.
Clemson is currently in the process right now of gagging.
Clemsoning all over the place.
It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy day, and I encourage you to go online at performancemedicine.net. Dubsy, who's your Performance Medicine top performer of the game today? Russell Smith.
It's got to be Josh freaking Dobbs. Just electric.
Yeah,
the Dobbs nail boot.
The guy's awesome, man.
He's fantastic.
Make no bones about it. Dobbs today in the game with 230 yards passing for the Volunteers. One pick but several touchdowns, including the last one, a bomb into the end zone to Juwan Jennings. Make no mistake about it. Josh Dobbs is your Performance Medicine top performer of the game. Finishes 16 of 26 for 230, three touchdowns with a pick. Dobbs also 11 carries, 26 yards. But he had a long of 17 on a third down. Absolutely incredible day for Josh Dobbs. We get ready to go back to the phones. And I'm being asked about Hurd status. Let's go through some of the bullet points here, Dubsy, as we're back with you, and we are officially heading into hour number four, or hour number five. We're in hour number four right now. Dubsy, Vols win. Butch Jones, after the game, said what? Which was interesting.
He said that he overruled Mike DeBoard, I guess, had called the final play. It was going to be a short pass with several laterals. They were going to do that thing where they lateral it all over the place. And Butch Jones said that he waved him off, and he checked to the Hail Mary because, quote, he had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
He had a feeling.
How great is that, man?
Feeling deep inside. Oh, yeah.
I love that, don't you?
Yeah. Maybe now, we always say he doesn't have a feel for the game.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe he hears that. You know, maybe he's like, wait a second here, guys. I had a hunch. It's weird that he would take credit and say that he shook the board off. That's a... Sometimes I wonder about Butch. That's kind of an odd thing to say. Anyway, Hurd injury. Talk to me here. What do we know?
Butch, after the game, apparently said that he had a lower extremity injury.
I've got the throat working on that right now, and hopefully we'll get something on that and have something on the blog for you on Monday. Are you buying the lower extremity injury,
yes.
Dubsy?
Absolutely. The CBS sideline gal said that it appeared to be a coach's decision. No way. He had just scored a touchdown. And
not a coach's
Tennessee,
decision.
No. If it was a coach's decision, it's the most boneheaded decision you could possibly make.
No way.
I absolutely believe there's some sort of injury there.
Coaching decision, coach's decision is what Kirby Dumb did at the end of their game with that kick. And what did Kirby say that he tried to do with the kick?
Tried to sky it.
Sky it. He skied it all right. These are our talking points. Dubsy, any other injuries in the game we should be concerned about?
I mean, I wonder what happened with Galdon. He came back, mm-hmm. to play, but wow, what a play. Lamar Jackson gets it down to the one for first and goal for Louisville. I think he's probably going to be okay, but you know, I think
how much more can this go on? You know,
golly.
It's just another nick. If anything, if not anything else, he comes into the Texas A&M game bruised up, right?
Well, and what's going on with Justin Martin? You know, he was suspended for a game.
He's a lughead, man.
But they need him. I mean, he's a terrific talent, but. You're right. I mean, he's just a knucklehead. You can't trust him right now.
Here's the deal about college football, and I'm not trying to be funny here. You can take three-star guys like Greg Ward Jr. at Houston, like this guy here at Louisville, in today's game, and be just successful as Georgia playing a five-star quarterback today. Josh Dobbs was what in recruiting? He's a four-star.
He was a four-star on a couple of services.
Point is, though, one guy looks a lot more beautiful back there. Another guy is more effective in college.
Well, and, you know, Easton will probably, he's a pro probably.
Sure.
I don't think Dobbs is accurate
Who
enough
cares?
To be a pro, but, man, he's a great college quarterback.
Lamar Jackson's not going to play pro football for anybody, but he's a hell of a college quarterback.
You don't think Lamar Jackson is going to play pro football?
No, not in today's game. No. I mean, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, but he's more of a... Cardale Jones, run you over. I mean, he's a freak, and I love him.
He can fling it, too. I read a thing, Sports Illustrated expose about him this week, and, you know, he wanted to play in a pro-style system.
Yeah.
And didn't want to play in one of these spread things because he wants to play at the next level. And Louisville, you know, is going to give him that opportunity, and when his freshman year, they had him back there returning punts. And he almost transferred. His mom called up and said, my baby's not a punt returner. So that dude's a stud, man. I think he's going to be a first round draft pick.
Berkey with a great text to me, Chris Burke. Tennessee's 5-0 now. They've trailed by double digits in four of the five games, Russell.
Wow.
And Chris Lowe's tweet said what?
I don't know the exact numbers.
62 points.
Last year they, you know, squandered a combined like 35-point lead or something, and this year they've come back from a combined 62-point deficit.
So let's go back to our phones now that we are all caught up here, those of you just joining. So on Hurd, lower extremity injury, that's what we know. Galdon played, came back, but who knows for next week. The status and what's going to happen with the suspension of Route 8, as we like to call him. That kid struggles. Tennessee is now 5-0, double-digit deficits in four of the five games. The Vols don't look now, but they all growed up, as the great Charlie Manuel once said. And don't look now, but Louisville is breathing right down the throat of Clemson. It's 28-26. Clemson with the lead and the football. As we're going to head to the close to the fourth quarter, and we get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, this is Eric from Hendersonville.
And Eric from Hendersonville, great to hear your voice tonight.
I used to be able to say it was home of Jalen Hurd. Now it's Jalen Hurd and Riley Lovingood.
How about that? How about Riley Lovingood's play today? Is that not incredible?
I had to watch that. After the game was over, because I heard you guys talking about the Willie Mays style catch, and I'm like, you know, that's really what he did. I mean, sometimes you see this guy get in on the tackle, but to actually catch the punt on the fly, that's a new one.
And to catch a punt on the fly like that, going away from his body and having the, I don't even know what, it's like freaky athletic ability to be able to do that.
Yeah, that was a huge play in the game in this field position. I mean, that set up the touchdown that the defense got to really, I don't know, was like miracle part one of many that we needed there at the end. A couple points here, and I'm not sure if you touched on any of this stuff, but, I think Kirby Smart, out-butched Butch there at the end with, some of the questionable end game, decision making there. I mean, he touched on in his news conference about being undisciplined, but, you know, he gave us basically 20 yards of free field position because they just basically couldn't, couldn't execute the last 5 seconds of the game there. And that's probably, 20 yards that we wouldn't have been able to score with if they hadn't given it to us. And the folks there, they were in such a desperation to run Rick out of town. It seems to be working out pretty good for him down in Miami so far this year.
You know, here's the thing about the points you're making. They're great. And then you compound all that with the decision not to take that kickoff, even with the ball back there, and tell your kicker, kick that damn thing as far as you can. And you know what? If that Barry kid can take it back on us, and he's going to get a 10-yard head start now, but if he can take it back on us, more power to him.
Yeah. And finally here, I think now that we've kind of exorcised all these demons and the curses have been lifted of Fulmer and Dooley, now that Les Miles has exited stage left, is all of that mojo now transferred to Butch? Is he, like, made his deal with the devil or something to get all these lucky breaks? This is just unreal the way it's unfolding.
It's crazy. And here's the thing. You keep starting poorly. People around me at my watch party today. And by the way, we're going to be up there again. Bearden Hill Fieldhouse next week. In fact, I'll be there on Monday. And then we're going to be back for another listener watch party on Saturday of next week. People up there today, and it's right to say this. Hey, look, the bill eventually comes due. The bill, you're 17-0. You can't do that, even though Georgia is really not a very good team. Florida wasn't very good, and I'm not diminishing those two wins. Those are great wins for where our program is right now. But if you aspire to play championship football, you can't do that. And then to compound things, what made you really think the Bills do today, Russell, is Georgia fumbles a ball into the end zone. They recover for a touchdown, and you're looking at that going, oh, well, damn, we're beat. Okay, well, it's finally come due today. We overcame that. We overcame a 17-0 deficit, a holy roller, like the what they use that term with the Raiders in the NFL, the holy roller game, a fumble into the end zone for a touchdown, the bomb at the end of the game. We overcame so much still win that game.
I thought the bill was due on that on their bomb at the end of the game.
Yeah, I said, well, that was fun.
That was it.
That was a great run.
Check,
and,
please.
And I'll tell you what we were going to do tonight on this show, and I'm not just saying this because there's people that were around me. I was patting some people on the back and going, hey, we've had a heck of a start to the year, and by no means are we out of it yet. Because even if Georgia would have won today, guys, there's no way that team's done losing. There's no way that team's done losing. In fact, I think Georgia and Florida will both lose multiple games here down
Georgia
the stretch.
Georgia will lose to Florida because that's what they do, and they've already had the one loss to Ole Miss. They probably lose to Auburn.
Absolutely.
You know, Florida's going to lose to LSU and maybe Arkansas this year.
Georgia's not good. I mean, they're just not. And they don't have a good offensive line. Now, they played well against us today. But my man, Loving Good, I'm in love with that guy. I'm in love with that play. That's
how
incredible.
Cool is it though, just to be it's October,
yeah,
and we're doing the championship game math.
That's the point.
We haven't done it in 9 years. It's been since 2007. Talking about the path to Atlanta and how do we get there?
Anybody that wants to think big, think big. When's the last time you had a chance to think big here? Go ahead, Mid-Stater. I'm sorry.
No, that was that's really all I had to say. Last week, I think I was mentioning the Chuck Thompson quote on Ain't the Beer Cold. Unfortunately, I had surgery yesterday, so I'm going straight to the Loratab. No beer for me tonight.
Thank you, brother. Loratab, I might be joining you here in a little bit. Pharmacologically, not Loratab, though. Thank you, brother.
I mean, we're sitting here doing the championship game math. Why usually
not?
This time in October, the past 9 years, tonight is the night where you go and you get on your recruiting side of choice and look at Tennessee's commitment list and be like, oh, man, we'll be better next year, right? This guy could be an impact player.
Hey, Ipte started not back in 84. I was a little off. It was 10 a year, Dobbsy, and it was in 1934. That's what that Ipte hashtag means. When
Has
you
that
watch
always
Boston
been
games.
On their field like that?
I don't know, it's Ipte.
Ipte.
And 1934, by the way, is the first year Beano started watching college football.
Well,
so let's
Clemson's
go back.
Clemson's offense right now is FUBAR. That's what it needs to be on the side of their helmet.
Let's go back to the phones. And if you want to get in the mix and in the hunt with us, 865-200-5402. And give me an update, Russell, on what's going on in the Clemson game, if anything.
Clemson is clinging to a 2-point lead. It was, I want to say, 28-10
was 28-3 at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
It was ugly at one point.
Fourth quarter just started, and Louisville's getting the ball back, down two.
Do you find Louisville in this football game, Dobbsy? He just fumbled that punt. I knew he was going to fumble it. I knew it, and he got it back.
You felt it, didn't you?
Back to the phones.
You had a feeling.
Hey, this is all about feelings. This is all about, and I trust Butch Jones now. The man is growing into his growing into his hair. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony?
Yes.
Russell? It's Roberto.
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
Thank you for doing this, first of all. And I know it's late, and I know you've been doing it a long time, but it means something to us as a fan base because we have gotten our balls kicked in for the last 10 years. And you know what? We got to turn around and kick somebody back in the balls today, and it was nice. Sorry for the crude reference, but that's really how I feel about it. And I do not like Georgia fans. They're about as heinous a fan base. They're just a scotch below Florida, and they have about as little dignity as Alabama fans. So, couldn't happen to better people. Don't look now, guys. I don't know if you're even keeping up with the Indiana-Michigan State game, but Indiana's come back and outscored Michigan State 21-0 and taken the lead with 4 minutes to go. It's pretty exciting.
How about that?
And they have a quarterback wearing number 21 at Indiana. I just think that's the most boss thing
Keith
ever.
Keith Shuler.
Yeah. Guys, I know you heard the first Juwan Jennings quote about, it's still ranked number two behind Jalen Tabor. Did you hear what else he said?
No.
Oh, man. I loved it. They said, Juwan, when did you know you were going to catch that football? He goes, when coach called the play. Bring me the dog. That kid is a badass.
He's got a little swagger,
don't
he?
Coach called the play. Oh, I love him. He's quickly ascending my all-time favorite balls list, catching Andy Kelly and Eric Berry pretty quickly. Guys, I don't think we're winning next weekend because I think Texas A&M's pretty good. But I didn't get to watch their game. Russ, you said you watched it. Did they lay a stinker today? Even though they won?
A&M, I didn't watch it either, but, I mean, they won. I want to say it was 24-13, 28-13, something like that.
And yeah, it was fairly close.
South Carolina's not any good. So, I mean, that makes – I kind of figured they'd go put up, 40-something points on them. So, yeah. It gives you a little hope.
Our defense is as good as South Carolina's defense, and our offense is a lot better. And to the gentleman who said that Texas A&M, I think he essentially indicated that or he insinuated they were going to beat the hell out of us next week and hang, what, like 100 on us? And the Chief was going to shut us out? Chief hasn't shut out a running quarterback since 1992, brother. As long as Josh Dobbs is healthy and Alvin Kamara's back there, I love the fact that Alvin Kamara got some serious touches today. Was I the only one that was excited to see him touching the ball?
I mean, it's good that when Hurd is out, you're not panicking. Remember the last time Tennessee went down there, and Worley got hurt, and they had to kind of survive a couple of series with Peterman, and you just felt like, oh God, you're just waiting until Worley can get back out there. You didn't feel that way when Hurd went out. It was like, okay, well, Kamara can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly's a nice player too, by the way.
Yeah, I like John Kelly, and you know what? Even though I'd love to see Hurd and Kamara in there in that dual running back, I think we should run that as our base offense because no one can stop us when we're in it. Because we throw those little swing passes to Hurd out of it. That's a swing pass. It's more like wheel routes. But I love seeing John Kelly and Kamara in there together. I think that's a pretty formidable one, too, even for anybody in the conference.
There's so much we would have picked apart if they'd have lost today. Like that one swing pass they threw out there to Kamara that got blowed up.
Yep.
On the fumble.
The third and goal play or the handoff.
Mm-hmm.
There is some. Oh, that was insane! Out of the shotgun, you like it? It drives you. It drives me to drink.
Well, look at Louisville. They run a very similar offense.
Yes,
they're out of the gun a lot. When they get on the goal line, they get in with two tight ends in the I formation.
This guy, we have
in between the tackles.
And this guy we have right now is 5-0. God bless him, and that's great. But it's almost like they are just—I don't even know what the term is. They are so hard-headed. I mean, they just refuse. They refuse to change, man.
And is it solidifying in their own mind, Tony, that their system is working just because we keep winning? That's
probably
what I worry about.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
No, it'll never change. It's, I mean, We can sit here and whine about it till we're blue in the face, but this, it is what it is. As long as Butch Jones is the coach here, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I can say for one thing for them, though, boy, they can recruit some damn defensive ends. I mean, Derek Barnett is special. Corey Vereen, I don't think he recruited. He's the last of the Dooley guys, right? But they have coached him up. Mm-hmm. He's a beast. We have just beasts all over our defensive line, and that's really how you win in the SEC. Look at there. Lamar Jackson, guys, get a good look at him. He's special.
I think he's a beast.
He's good.
I think he's a beast. Well, Roberto, thanks for the call, brother. I got to run.
Hey,
thank you. Yes, sir. I got to kind of remind you what you're listening to.